The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
What is the deal with the 2-week playoff?
That's a horrible Seinfeld impression.
It is something strange. In your league, who you gonna call?
Sleepover.
That was one of the all-time worst Seinfeld impressions of all time. Of all time. Congratulations, producer Steve.
Hey, but you do a pretty mean Rock Dwayne Johnson impersonation, though, it makes up for it.
It's getting better. It's getting better. All right, we got a ton of listeners. It's the Sleepover mail sack. Calls are coming in soon. Everyone just got the push. It is the mail sack, the original call-in advice show for fantasy football. We do it every week. If this is your first time listening and you're in round one of the playoffs, congratulations for finding us. We're going to get you to the promised land. If you have any questions for us and you haven't been able to put them into the threads on Sleeper Wire or on Sleeper app or on our Facebook or anything like that, you can call the show live right now. You jump the line. Call in numbers 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. And if you're listening to this at a recording, that number's not going to work, but you can go to our website, sleepwire.com, go to the free advice button, click that, send us a question, goes to our email. And on the show tonight, we got Dirty Jobs, we got Lucas, and we got Prophet Hoos. And I will jump to the phones. Guys, you have the notes. Actually, we have calls already. Should we just go ahead and,
Yeah. Let's take him. Let's go.
Should we just,
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
Alright, we'll do it live. Hey, caller, thanks for calling the Sleepwire show. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's John from New York.
Hey, John from New York.
This is going to be the first of many Damian Williams calls and questions you're going to get tonight. I can assure you that.
I'm sure. So what you got for us?
All right, guys. Well, I need two. First is a running back question, running back and flex question, because I always usually flex one of my running backs here. But so I need two running backs and a flex from this group of guys here. So we got Nick Chubb, Aaron Jones, Damian Williams, Derrick Henry, Tariq Cohen, or Matt Breida. Now, obviously, I had Hunt, I have Ware. Damian Williams is, you know,
right.
Was my backup to Ware, basically.
Right.
So, you know, kind of where I'm going with that.
Mike, what's the latest on Breida? Let's see. He returned to practice, getting in a limited session today.
Right. So, yeah, he missed his first game since his high school career last week. I anticipate that we see him on the field this week, but being against Seattle, I'm still not very excited him coming back from an injury. Man, I feel like Damian Williams is a must start, especially if Spencer wears out.
I do like the Williams start here. I think that you absolutely have to start Nick Chubb. He's a must start every single week. So for me, it's Chubb, then Damian, and probably Breida if he plays. I am not a fan. We saw what happened when the Rams went up to Chicago last week. I don't think that the Packers – that's not going to be a pretty sight. The Bears at home, they're looking really good right now. That defense is clicking on all cylinders. I'm not sure that I would want to trust Aaron Jones to get it going. Ooh. So I think those are the three I would go with. There's no way for me that I could trust Derrick Henry to do what he did again or anything close to that. I wouldn't want to rely on him in the semifinals or the finals. So I think for me it's Chubb, Damian, and Breida. Even though it's kind of tough to sit, Cohen right now.
Yeah. That's go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all I was going to say is that's my third guy was Cohen over Breida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like those are the two guys who I would pick between, because I just don't like Aaron Jones. It's like I can see that coming from a mile away, that's just not a good situation. But yeah, so I guess I'll just watch the news. And if we hear that Breida is going to split carries with Wilson, lean Cohen.
I think so.
I'd get, right?
I think so. The Seahawks are starting to play ball again. And they're just a tough team. So, but if Breida looks like he's good to go and he's going to get the bulk of the carries, that would be where I would lean. But Cohen's a good player also.
Okay. All right, sounds good. So that's my running back question. Next up is my wide receivers here. So I need to start three of them. Beckham I'm starting, so that's one. And then the next grouping of guys is DJ Moore, Humphreys, Alshon Jeffrey, and Courtland Sutton.
Okay, so Wentz is likely not playing. That kind of knocks Jeffrey down for me.
Yeah, well, with Wentz playing, that knocks Jeffrey down, I got to be honest.
Yeah, DJ Moore is going to be – how many of these? You said you need two of these?
I need two – yeah, because Beckham's starting, so I just need two more out of that group of guys.
I think it's DJ Moore and Humphreys for me. Mike?
I think so, too, even though I don't like Humphreys at Baltimore that much. I still just like the opportunity. I think he's going to get the bulk of the throws there. They're going to be behind. I don't think they're going to be very behind. I don't think that's going to be like a crazy high-scoring game. But Humphreys is, I think, is going to be your better volume play.
Yeah, that's kind of where I would go, too. I know they're saying Courtland Sutton returned to a limited practice today. But honestly, he just wasn't targeted that much. Case was not targeting him.
I know,
it sucks. Yeah, and Denver fan, dude, and this hurts. Courtland Sutton's by far the guy there.
Yeah, and maybe I'd think about something a little more if Denzel Ward wasn't going to play or come back from concussion, but it looks like he is, so I'm not feeling that at all.
Yeah.
DJ Moore and Humphreys have both been pretty hot, so I think you got to roll with what's hot because these are who the quarterbacks are kind of keying on right now, and these teams are all in must-win situations.
Yeah. Okay. That was my gut too on that call there between Moore, Humphreys, and Beckham. So, all right, cool guys. Well, listen, I appreciate your help. Try to get on to the next round, and hopefully, I'll be calling you next week.
Hey, we'll look forward to it.
Good luck, buddy.
Excellent. Right, thanks for calling. Guys. Take care. All right, we got a lot of calls. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 to go here. Let's try this one here first. Let's do this.
This is Curtis, baby.
Nah, no Curtis, man.
Oh, it's Curtis, man.
This is the new cut. Y'all be back.
What's up, Doc? What's up?
Hey.
Curtis, we actually got the baby over here.
I got a question here, Curtis. Yeah. What's going on, man? I thought we were going to put out an APB for you last week. You didn't call in. It was the first show you missed all season.
To get some trim.
It felt so wrong. I feel naked. I feel so wrong. I felt like I committed a sin or something.
You know, we were all worried about you. You know, people were wondering if they had to reach out to you on Twitter and see what was happening. I mean, it was... You know,
actually, who's this? Who's reached out to me? NC reached out to me. So I felt the love.
All right. So how are your teams looking?
Okay. I'm only out in one league because I went against Henry and Cooper. So it was just not happening. That league wasn't happening. Okay. It was too much of a ball.
Can't win them all. You know, it can't be like last year.
Yeah, it can't be like last year. Okay, but this week I have some problems this week because I have so much James Conner, so much Aaron Jones, so much Spencer Ware, so much Kerryon Johnson. It's crazy. I'm stressing this week because I'm missing some players, and I mean update you about my main league. Okay, I'm dealing with the buzzsaw about having Kerryon Johnson. Not having James Conner, no Spencer Ware. I'm able to start Aaron Jones, but I hate his matchup. I loathe his matchup against the Bears.
You should. I do too.
I have Marlon Mack. I don't want to play him at all. He's my best running back, and I do not want to play him in the playoffs. I feel that he can like really just have a gooser this week.
Yeah, I know. Have a gooser this week. But it could happen.
a 3 to 5 is definitely potential.
I have Marlon, I have Marlon Mack. I have Marlon Mack. I'm gonna start him, and I also have Sony Michel and this is my main league. I have Derrick Henry. I had Derrick Henry last week, but he was on the bench. I have Derrick Henry this week. So who you got looking at for my two running backs and my flex is Marlon Mack, Aaron Jones, and Derrick Henry and Sony Michel.
Ouch.
It's full VR. Yeah, I know it's very ugly. I know it's very, very ugly. I can't believe it.
Yeah, this is tough. You have Aaron Jones against Chicago. You have Marlon Mack against Dallas. You have Sony Michel against Pittsburgh. And I think you have to go Sony Michel. I don't know that I can start Henry over any of these guys, though. I just don't see it happening again. He's done it one game this season.
Right. He's had one his career now. That's it. He's not going to repeat, I don't think. I mean, but man, he does have a pretty decent opportunity this week. So.
I
love his opportunity. I feel the same way. I feel like it's a trap. But I just really, really like this is the playoffs. My opponent has Gurley, Kelsey, and Keenan Allen. So I got to make sure. And he has Bears defense. So this is my biggest money league. So I'm stressing right now. If I had James Conner, I would be stressing. But not having him and then having Aaron Jones going to get the Bears is killing me right now.
I think I would sit Marlon Mack. I think I would sit Marlon Mack.
How many do you need here?
He needs 3 of the 4. So he needs to sit one between Jones, Mack, Michelle, and Henry.
Yeah. I think I would too against Dallas. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Jones, but I mean it's so close between him and Mack that I'll just agree with you guys because I think both of these aren't going to be these great fantasy days.
Here's the thing with Marlon Mack is that he has not put up a 100-yard game since before the bye. He's had 29 rushes, 61, 85, 27, 33. And right now, for the Colts to do well, they don't have to rely on Marlon Mack. They still have the other guys that if they get the hot hand or they're just more passing down guys, they're bringing them in. So Marlon Mack just is not – he has the potential, but he also has the most bust potential for me given his matchup out of these.
Yeah, like I said, him and Aaron Jones are close for me, but, man, that is rough. It's a tough line in the playoffs, my friend.
Yeah, I know. All right. Second part question, okay. Now you guys know I have a good receiving core, but this week I got Mike Evans going against the Ravens. I really don't like that match. I truly hate that matchup. I hate it with passion, but there is no possibility of me ever seeing Mike Evans. I have to start him because I just feel like his floor is very safe. I have Michael Thomas, so he's a Monday in that game, and I still have AB. The question is, am I flex? Should I start Cameron Brake? I'm still starting Cameron Brake, right? In my tight end position, right?
Who else would you have?
Over
Ian Thomas. It's him. Ian Thomas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I am. I am.
I mean, don't count on much more than what he did for you last week, which was just 2 catches for 2 touchdowns, whatever.
So. You're talking about Brate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying he's not going to get you like 70 yards or anything like that, but the potential for touchdowns is definitely there.
Yeah, the Saints are not giving up many points whatsoever to tight ends. And Ian Thomas, I know he had a decent game last week, but he's really not a focal point of that offense for the Carolina Panthers and going against the Saints that really don't let a lot of those passes right across the middle that would typically go to the tight end. I think I would stick with Brate.
Yep.
I got you. I'm sticking with Brady now.
Sticking with Brady.
Oh yeah, guys. Update on that second date on Monday. It went amazing. Like, that way, it went absolutely amazing.
Of course it did.
That's what I love to hear.
That's the sound of them panties coming down right there.
He must have told her about how many championships he won last year.
Oh, yeah, she saw all those rings. You know, she saw all those rings. Yeah.
All right, Curtis, we got to cut you loose, man. We got a lot of calls here, but thank you for calling in, buddy.
I got that. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Yep. Catch you next week in the championship.
Was it me or did he sound like he was calling from the side of the road somewhere?
I think he was jogging while he was calling.
Was he jogging? Okay, that works. Physical fitness is important. Gabriel's on the line. Gabriel, thanks for your patience. You're on the Sleeper Wire Show.
What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. What you got for us?
Hey, real quick. So I need two. It's a full-point PPR. So I have Damian Williams, Aaron Jones, Sony Michel, and DJ Moore. I need two.
You said you have sorry, repeat that real quick.
It's Williams and Michel for me.
Yep, same. I'm Williams, Michel as well.
Aaron Jones, Damian Williams, Sony Michel, and DJ Moore.
I think I agree with the guys here.
In a full point PPR, Jones still doesn't get a ton of receptions. We think D. Willie will get some. I know Michel doesn't get a ton of receptions, but he should get enough volume against Pittsburgh to warrant a pretty good play. And Jones just really, really scares me this week. So if you have anyone that you can play over Jones, I would.
Williams is the only, you know, question mark there. You know, but I feel like over Michel, but I think I like Michel enough over Williams.
Yeah, he's taking two of these, though.
All right.
D. Willie and Michel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good to go.
So sit Aaron Jones, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At Chicago, man. That's going to be
second ring. Yeah, what did Todd Gurley get, like 58 against him or something like that?
With Aaron Jones, because the chance of him ripping off a long run against that defense is very minimal. So you're hoping for the Packers to be able to move the ball enough, and then for one of the wide receivers or the tight end to get tackled inside the 5 yard line.
Yeah, he punches
so
one in,
so they lock into a running back touchdown, and that's really what you're looking for. Because he's not going to be putting up a ton of yards. So you're really just hoping for that touchdown.
Yeah, I think max he gets on a great game is like 13 points.
Yeah.
You know, that's what a touchdown and maybe like 40, you know, 50 yards if he gets it, you know.
Yeah, this Bears defense is real.
Yeah, no, I haven't. They're my defense, so I know what you're talking about.
you don't want to play your running back against your defense anyway.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah, true. And I have Michelle. He just doesn't catch any balls, and he needs kind of like a goal line touchdown too. So it's kind of like
that's true. Yeah, they are kind of the same.
But I think Michelle can rip one off though against Pittsburgh. We saw Justin Jackson do it 2 weeks ago, and let's be honest, I think Doug Martin had a good game last week against Pittsburgh. So they can be run on.
True that. Okay, cool. That's why I call you guys. Thank you guys.
Good luck, brother.
All right, coming up next from the Facebook group, we got Luis. Luis, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. All right, so I got a running back situation, half-point PPR. Just deciding to go on, between Mark Ingram or Sony Michel.
Okay. I
think I'm going Ingram.
This is close for me.
Here, too.
In Carolina, you guys think that Ingram ends up getting enough touches?
Yeah.
I just feel like he's it's kind of the same, but Ingram is a little bit more sexy and, you know, so I don't know. I think I go with him.
Yeah, so it sounds like just we have sounds like we have two Ingram and one Michelle. I'm leaning Michelle here, and I'm looking at his touches in the last three games since their bye. He's had 21, 17, and then 20 rushes. So the volume is there. And Mark Ingram, his last three games, he's gotten 11, 7, and 13 carries. So for me personally, I'm going to go with the volume base because I kind of view the two as more or less kind of the same player, but Michelle's getting 30% more touches.
Okay, and then I just have one other question. Full PPR, Dalvin Cook or Nick Chubb?
Chubb for me. What about you guys?
Chubb for me as well. I just don't like how they're using him on that Minnesota offense right now.
Yeah, Cook has a lot of talent that's not really being utilized, and I think Nick Chubb has been a top five running back over the last 6 weeks, maybe top three. Do you know any idea there?
No, yeah, I agree, you know, wholeheartedly with you guys. Miami's no slouch as far as his defense, and that's who, you know, Dalvin's got. So I like Chubb this week.
Yeah, Chubb's putting up some serious. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rushing touchdowns in the last 7 games. I'm not sure how many receiving touchdowns he's had either, but 6 rushing.
All right, guys, I appreciate your help.
Yep.
All right, good man, luck, good luck, bro.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for being part of the thanks for being part of the Facebook group. All right, hey guys, if you want to join us on Facebook, if you're a Facebook user and you're on there all the time and you don't care that Mark Zuckerberg sells your personal information and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You can join our group. It's called the Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. Search for it in groups and you can join us there, or you can reach us on the Sleeper app. We're on the Sleeper app. We're a Sleepwire channel or sleepwire.com, or you can call the show. Phone lines are empty right now. 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. Let's jump into the sack. Let's jump into the sack.
Let's talk.
So we're going to start with some questions here. If we get anything from Mixler, I will jump in and do those. Any calls will interrupt, but I think we're starting with Jack Marl 21. You want me to read them today?
Yeah, read them.
Right, I'll read them today. All right, so Jack Marl 21. Is Hill playing? I'm guessing Tyreek.
Yes.
We think he is. We don't know how effective he's going to be. He's going to see a lot of Hayward, and we don't know how much that heel is going to be affecting him. So tamper expectations for Hill, but he is playing.
Okay.
Temper,
yeah. Tampers. What is tamper?
Tamper is, you know,
that's in Florida.
Like, mess with them before the game.
Tamper's, you know, in Florida.
Look, I can spell it, but my you Texas know. Accent, it's just, you know. People down here, instead of saying wash, they say warsh. And it's like, you know, they know how to spell it. They just.
For my microphone right there when you said that. That's so funny right there. Girl, I just can't, man.
Air.
I wish I can tamper expectations, though. Like, that would be awesome.
Air Allen says he'll call in, and I think he did, actually, already. I don't know. Aaron Allen, if you didn't call in, we got somebody now. Maybe this is Air Allen. Let's find out. Let's see here. I'll add this person to the call when the button works. It's a live show. Fun stuff. Okay, I'll click it up. Click it a 10th time. Good evening, caller.
They will be joining us.
Thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your name?
Hello?
What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Oh, hey. What's going on, guys? Sean from Jersey. Love the show. So, sorry for calling in so late, and I apologize in advance if you've already answered this question, but I do have a conundrum for this coming tomorrow, Thursday's game. So I have a flex question, full-point PPR, and the options are Tyler Boyd, Jay Samuels, Damon Williams, Marlon Mack, or Jay Jackson.
That's tough.
Well, how many? And this is I'm sorry.
How many did you say you needed?
Just one of these.
Well, yeah, just one. Just one, pretty much. Because I'm in the quarter, the semifinals now. So, yeah, this is a big spot for me right here.
Ooh, I'm going D. Willie. With Ware being out, it's a full point PPR. West has only been on the team for a week and a half. This has to be D. Willie, right?
I like Samuels here.
Okay,
that's
Mike.
Mike,
where are you at right now?
That's if Connor doesn't play, obviously. Otherwise, I like D. Willie.
So for me, it really all kind of depends on if Melvin Gordon plays, because for me, I feel like Justin Jackson's probably going to be my guy out of that group if Melvin Gordon is out against that Chiefs defense in a division game, man. I want a piece of that.
What's the latest on Melvin?
He's questionable.
I think he was.
For some reason, I thought he was going to be playing. It was feeling like he was going to be playing. But
he's been limited. He did practice.
Like, he's going to play. It doesn't look like he is, to me anyways.
I feel like he's not going to play. But
yeah, I don't feel like he's going to play either.
But so, I could be wrong.
All right, so, if Melvin Gordon doesn't play, I could. Would you say play Justin Jackson over Samuels if Gordon doesn't play?
Yes, I would.
Justin. Okay. If Gordon doesn't play, Jackson would be my first, and then Williams would be my personal second because I think he's going to get some dump off. He's going to get some dump off passes, and he's just going to get a lot of volume on the highest powered offense in the NFL at home.
Yeah, so you got a little bit of everything. I think you got to go with your gut, or maybe Steve will be a tiebreaker because are we all giving him different answers here?
I think we're saying Justin Jackson.
I said Williams. Samuels.
Yeah.
Either way, then I guess you guys are saying Justin Jackson if Gordon doesn't play, and then if he does, you have somebody different, and then.
Hey Steve, who would you take here?
Sorry, I was doing other things. Can you read me the list of players and is it a PPR?
Yeah, five. We need
Full point PPR. I have Marlon Mack, Tyler Boyd, Justin Jackson, Damon Williams, and Jay Samuels.
I think I still like Williams. I would say just the most explosive offense.
That's fair.
That is my reasoning.
Okay.
I'm not looking at numbers. I'm just going by like
towards that anyway.
Yeah, I'm just going by what I feel, and that's what I feel. I feel like out of those, he's got a good chance. Because like I didn't expect a lot from Spencer Ware, to be honest, when he came in, and it seems like he benefited from that from that offense being so good. So
right. Okay. Well, listen. Thank you guys again. If I win this week, I will be calling in again to tell you if I won. If I lost, I'll still be calling in. But if I do win the chip, you guys are being added as co-champions.
Hey,
I will definitely let you guys know that. But again, keep doing the good work, guys. Love your show. Keep doing your thing. Thank you again for your time.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. All right. Let's go now that was the last call. Phone line's open, 256-567-5337, 256-56-SLEEP. What was that gentleman's name?
Zach. Who's that?
What was that last guy's name?
I know he's from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
New Jersey.
As soon as he said conundrum, I was I had to run and get my dictionary. I wasn't looking up stats. I had to go look that word up. That's why I missed the question.
He has a crossroads. He has a difficult decision.
All right, we got Danny Ocean. Trust Jordy Nelson, half point PPR.
Nope.
No.
No. I mean, it depends on your options. If you have no other choice, obviously.
He didn't give me any options.
You have to roll with him, but you're not trusting him, though.
Yeah. The question was just trust. Odell, I love this guy's screen name. Odell's Shampoo. Number one, do I start Justin Jackson or Nick Chubb?
Chubb.
Yeah, Chubb. Don't have that much shampoo to use for your hair though anymore, Odell, since you cut it. So.
Number two for this guy, do I start Jaguars or Ravens defense this week?
Ravens.
Yep, Ravens. Bryce S., trust Gordon, Thursday night. So this Melvin Gordon question, whatever we just said.
Thank you, Tori.
Yeah. If he's healthy, if they roll him out there, trust him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because they've been holding him out. They're not taking any risk with him because they want to make it to the playoffs. So, yeah, I would say that's fair enough. Let's see. Here we go.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Just a short one from Mr. Jumanji himself. Breeze or Allen at quarterback? Mike?
Breeze or Allen?
Obviously, you're going Allen.
Come on.
I had people start Allen against me this first week of playoffs, actually.
They were listening to Mike.
I know.
They were probably pretty damn happy they did.
Well, Allen outscored Phillip Rivers in our little league, which sucked. But yeah, so Breeze or Allen this week, though?
I think Breeze.
Breezy.
Detroit's defense has been looking better. I think I'm good with Breeze here, too.
All right, and then for defense, Redskins or Broncos?
Broncos.
Broncos, for sure.
Redskins just got 50 put up on them by the Giants.
That team is swirling the drain. Jack Merrill, 21. Carr or Rodgers?
Carr.
Come on.
Do you want to play Rodgers on the road against the Bears? I mean, he can put up 10 points. Well,
I don't necessarily want to start Carr over Rodgers.
I can't start Carr.
Carr's playing Cincinnati.
I don't care. I can't ever start Carr.
Rivers just put up 12 against Cincinnati.
That's true.
Yeah, but I watched that game. I mean, I'm scared. I'm at a loss for words for that Bears defense and for the Packers team as a whole.
Never start Carr.
I still can't sit Rodgers.
You saw what Goff just did last week.
Yeah, do you see what Carr does on a weekly basis?
Right.
What did he put up last week?
I don't really care what he does. Check what he does on its consistent basis. What does he usually does? Okay, I don't care what he did 1 week. What does he usually do?
Here.
He's terrible.
Let's see what he did for like the last three games, and then that'll shut me up one way or the other.
He throws a bunch of interceptions. That's what he does. He threw, you know, it's what he does. Not so much touchdowns.
Has Rodgers thrown an interception?
I like how everybody keeps saying, can you imagine if you had Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper on the same
team? Oh, my God.
I mean, Rodgers' last three games are 9, 16, and 18, and he played Minnesota, Arizona, and Atlanta, and now he's at Chicago. Rodgers isn't putting up over 20 this week, so.
Yeah, but it's Carr.
Let's go Rodgers. Tell him Rodgers. Okay. I don't feel good about that at all.
You feel good about starting Derek Carr?
No, but I just feel, I mean, Rodgers has not been good.
Who do you feel safer starting? Has. That's really it. Like, who do you feel, because neither one of these guys is going to likely get you 30. So who do you feel safer getting to 15, basically?
Like, I mean,
I feel like Rodgers is a guy that can explode at any moment, even against that Bears D. That Bears D's nasty, but so is Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sitting him.
Okay, Rodgers it is.
All right. Defense question. Same guy. Titans or Vikings?
I think I'd go Titans.
Yeah. Same here.
All right. 3 for the Titans. Sandman 25. With McCoy out, should I tilt to Cousins over Josh Allen?
Yes. I think Cousins bounce back. They're playing at home this week. Should be a big. They're playing at home, right? Playing at home against Miami. I think he has a good week this week.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Cousins hasn't been that stellar.
Yeah. Been bad all year.
I think I rolled out with the Allen. I think he's safer.
Yeah, buddy. Josh Allen.
All right.
Okay. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I hope you know I'm fake riding a horse right now going, yeehaw.
boy. Lucas, you're getting outnumbered today.
It's fine. I'm writing all these down, so we'll know one way or the other.
Write them down, buddy.
I'm not sure how to say this. Vic Hill 12. All right, so this is a long question. He apologizes in advance. Second week of the first round of playoffs, down 10 points. So this is a 2 week playoff. He's down 10 points to the number one seed. He's the overwhelming underdog, and he has completely overhauled his roster quite a bit this week. Due to injuries, Baldwin, McCoy, and Eckler. So he dropped those three, and he's going all in this week. Current lineup, Big Ben, Josh Adams, Saquon, DJ Moore, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Herndon, Damian Williams, Seahawks D, and a kicker. My bench includes Zay Jones, Sorry, I should have read this ahead. He wants to win this week, okay? Would you make any changes to this lineup? So let me give you the starters again. For running back, we got Josh Adams, Saquon Barkley, and Damian Williams in a flex. Your other options there, Kenneth Dixon, Elijah McGuire, Zach Zenner, and Charkandrick West. PPR league. Would you switch out any of those running backs?
I'm sorry, who's the ones he has in right now?
He's got Josh Adams, Barkley, and Damian Williams in the flex. But on his bench, he's got Dixon, Elijah McGuire, and Zach Zenner and Charkandrick.
No. There's something there for Elijah McGuire if Crowell's not playing.
Yeah, I don't think Crowell's playing, and I like McGuire and I like Dixon, but I like the options he has more.
Okay. Yeah. Receivers, he's got Hopkins and DJ Moore on his bench. He's got Zay Jones, Chris Connolly. To switch any of those out?
No, I think I'd stay put, but Conley could have. I know Hoos likes Conley. He could have a big game if Hill's not 100%. They don't have obviously Ware or Hunt now. He's going to be looking for options. It's going to be basically Travis Kelce and the running backs and then Conley.
So you take out DJ Moore for Conley maybe?
No, I don't think I would. I'm pretty sure the Saints have given up the most points to wide receivers.
Okay.
Carolina's at home, so I think I'd stay put.
And then that's really it. Unless you want to switch out any of those guys for the flex. Right now he's got Damian Williams in the flex. I suppose he could put him in the running back too and put Josh Adams in the flex just to free up that spot for because it's a Thursday game. But I don't know. Is there any of those players you'd switch out with either Williams or Adams?
No. Nope. I think I would stay put.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Okay.
I need to think about that for a sec.
All right. Who's you good with this lineup? Okay, who's left us? That's okay. I'm good with
speechless.
I'm gonna say
stands two, with us in solidarity.
I'm gonna say two out of three say that this is a solid lineup. So good luck. This dude's in London. Wasn't able to call the show, but he'll be listening on the replay. WAC 57 PPR, Curtis Samuel or Cortland Sutton?
Samuel.
There he is. There's Hoos.
Sutton for me.
All right. Conjon Silver, half point. Spencer Ware is out. If Spencer Ware is out, would you start Williams over Mack or Breida?
Yes.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we talked a lot about these players already in a previous question. Jeff Wilson Jr. or Breida?
Breida, if he's out there.
Yeah.
If Breida's healthy, assuming a split workload, Breida seems to be the man.
It's a better player? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Uncle Niner wants to know Sutton or Pettis. I think I'm taking Pettis on this one. That guy's
Pettis. Yeah. I'm with you, Steve.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
Pettis has been, I believe, the number six receiver since like week 12 or something like that. It's like ridiculous.
Mike, you want to say Sutton here?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably. I want to say it, but I won't.
Oh, you okay. All right.
But I want to, but he just hasn't been the guy I need him to be this playoffs.
Right.
Gotta get a better guy.
I like him over Curtis Samuel, but that's you're going to be hard pressed to find very many people I like over Sutton.
Okay.
Or where I'm going to suggest Sutton.
Got you. Wilson, 27. Been listening all season. I hope you're doing well this season. PPR flex. Doug Martin or Galladay?
Galladay.
You know?
Galladay for me, too. I think he turns it back around this week.
Yeah. Galladay has more upside. I really do think Doug Martin has a better floor, though.
Well, there you go. There's your upside play is Galladay, and your floor safer play is Doug Martin. Is that safe to say?
Yep.
All right. So it depends on what you're looking for, Wilson, in that flex. Depends on the rest of the team. Ricardo Banks, 6-point touchdown pass. Cam Trubisky or Dakota? I guess that means Dak.
Yeah.
All right. So who are we starting?
Dakota.
I think Cam for me.
I'm starting Dak.
Yeah, I want to say Dak, but I feel like Cam is probably safer, even though New Orleans has been on fire.
Yeah.
It's been really good. But it's tough. I think I still go Cam, though. I think he's got to bounce back. It's going to be a tough bounce back game against New Orleans, but at least they're home.
It is in Carolina.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Then we got back to the mail sack. Microdose. Semifinals are here, just watching injury reports. Other than that, would you play Njoku, Engram, or Ian Thomas this week?
Njoku for me.
Njoku for me as well.
Can't start Njoku.
What has Njoku, where has he gone? I just never hear about the guy anymore.
Does nothing.
So why are we recommending him then?
I don't know. He's had one good game in the past like
3 games.
7 weeks or something like that.
So defend it.
Denver's given up the third most points to tight ends, and Denver has not looked that great recently. And I think Baker's going to tear them apart, and everyone that catches a pass for that team is going to have a good game. But Denver gives up a ton of points to the tight end, and Baker finds the open man, and that'll be the tight end often in this game.
All right, so you're saying this is Njoku's rebound game?
Yes.
Who'd you go with? You said no Njoku. But you didn't say who you go with.
I think I did. I'm sorry. Who was the options? Because I forgot who I said.
Njoku. He said Ingram.
Ingram. Yeah.
Yeah. I have trouble with that too. But it's tough pickings here. All right. So you got two Njoku in it, one Ingram. I'd probably go Ian Thomas, but Capathodon 21. Should I continue my Dak Cooper stack or start Diggs in place of Cooper? Also have Boyd against the Raiders PPR. So it's a Cooper or Diggs or Boyd.
I can't sit Cooper.
Nope.
I love hearing this. I love hearing y'all coming on the train.
You love hearing
Cowboys
Dak,
fans
start
with
Dak,
me.
Start
yeah,
Cooper.
It's like, you know, okay. I think I think it would be Diggs for me, even though Cooper's been balling out. I think I would lean Diggs, but I love the Cooper pick.
Oh, boy, Mike.
As long as I don't pick the Cowboys, any of the Cowboys players for my picks on the Mail Sack show, they do well. It's been a trend. So we're just going to keep this up.
So you're just going to keep it selfish.
Mike, I don't know if Wilson is just trying to hype you up with this question or what, but it could be a serious question. Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen?
Don't get Mike excited.
In the same breath as the GOAT, Josh Allen already. Look at that.
I'm starting Josh Allen.
I knew it was coming. I don't know what Mike has his mouth full of right now, but he couldn't spit that out quick enough.
I want some of that.
Josh Allen.
Even though it makes sense logically. It does make sense logically. You know what? We're stubborn. You know, we're stubborn fantasy players. We want to start the guys that we trust, even though you know they're Rodgers is the number 9 quarterback. It doesn't feel like it. You know, I think I still got to go with Rodgers, though. I don't know. I feel like he's going to have to throw enough. He hasn't really thrown any picks. He's thrown one pick. Maybe he throws one against Chicago, but, you know, I think I still go with Rodgers.
To me, he's just been holding the ball way too long.
So you going Josh Allen?
I am. Yep. I'm going Josh Allen.
Wow.
Rodgers has had more games throwing one or less touchdown than he has three. He's only had 2-3 touchdown games, and he's had 1-2-3-4-5-5-1 single touchdown games.
And he's got 6-2 touchdown games. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, Josh Allen runs for 100 yards a game.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, we addressed it at the beginning, you know, the question. I mulled it over. I said I'd still go Rodgers, but I'm old. So it's not a crazy question. It's crazy as it sounds that we're talking about this.
Right.
And it's purely because he's playing. For me, the only reason that this is even a question is because it's Rodgers on the road playing the Bears with a full defense right now.
Yeah, that's almost the only situation where I'll suggest Josh Allen, even though I love the guy. That's going to be one of the very few times that I'll suggest him over Aaron friggin' Rodgers. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers.
So all the stars have to be aligned. Coach fired.
Yes.
sore leg. Bears defense. Everything was perfect for this call for Josh Allen. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I loved it too. It made me so happy.
All right.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. Right. Go, Rodgers.
I don't know if we got a lot of time to relax anymore, Rodgers. We got 2 weeks left. We got one more for the mixer. Right. Rip It 2018. This is a name I haven't seen before. Bills or Denver defense?
Bills.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing the Bills, too.
All right. Ricardo Banks, another defense question. Do we trust the Jaguars defense? Frankly, I don't trust that team at all. I think they've given up.
No.
Yeah. They could turn
that defense has been frustrating because that defense has showed up at times, but then the offense just doesn't put them in situations. So I think they have given up. I think you are right, Steve.
They may play a couple good series, and then they realize that their offense isn't going to do anything. And so they're like, well, what the hell are we wasting our time for today? I mean, you see it happen on the field. You see the morale of that team is not good. Let's see, we got a couple more here.
It's only got so much willpower you got.
Yeah, it's tough sucking, right? It sucks to suck. The Chiefs the chief says, I got Justin Jackson, but if Gordon plays, does he start Josh Adams, Doug Baldwin, or Deion Lewis in the flex?
Deion Lewis. Against the Giants. I think that's why I'm not really big into Derrick Henry this week because I feel like that's going to be more of a pass out of the backfield game script against the Giants. I think it's going to be kind of one of those shootout type games. So I'm thinking it's Deion Lewis for me.
I'm not mad at it. I think I could roll with Lewis.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess. Well,
I'm looking at Adams is who I'm looking at right now.
And also consider, like, is Jackson a starter above all these guys automatically? If Gordon doesn't play, are you still starting Justin Jackson over Adams, Baldwin, and Lewis?
Yes.
Okay.
No, not if Melvin plays, because last week.
If Melvin plays, then no.
Last week, no.
If Gordon's out.
Yes.
And if Gordon's out. Then Jackson's the guy. Okay.
If Gordon's out, then I'm playing Jackson.
Okay. All right. So if he doesn't play, if Gordon does play.
But as it's trending right now, I'm going Lewis.
All right. Lucas, you had, who are you looking at? You're looking at Adams, you say?
I was looking at Adams, but they don't have Wentz. They're on the road against the Rams. I mean, they no longer have Corey Clement. I mean, so they may just be feeding Adams the ball, and he may break something off. I think that's a lot to hope for. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, Deion hasn't been doing much either, though.
Yeah.
He's been seeing the touches aside from, what, last game?
Yeah, but he just hasn't been doing much.
And that's fair. That's definitely fair.
And Derrick,
I still have him as a back end RB2 though.
Derrick Henry did try to get him the ball on the goal line.
Yes, he did.
He was trying to get him involved, so that was nice.
I'm gonna lean. It's Adams for me. It is Adams for me if Gordon plays.
All right, Stone Cold Rogers, Crazy Canuck 2017. Jags or Buffalo defense this week?
Buffalo.
I think we answered this.
Was that whose?
I think we answered this. No.
It was Buffalo or Denver.
Now it's
Buffalo or Jacksonville.
Still going Buffalo.
All right, three Buffalo. The Chief got to decide in PPR, Brait or Burton this week.
Brait.
Brzeit.
Yeah, Brait for me too, but a little closer than it probably should be with how bad Burton's been.
Rip it 2018, last question. First time listener and caller. But that's in quotes, so that I guess that means you didn't call. But you can. 256-567-5337. 256-56-SLEEP. All right, PPR, wide receiver, Curtis Samuel, Sutton, or Josh Reynolds?
Samuel for me.
Samuels.
I think I'm going to hop back on the Josh Reynolds train this week.
You think he bounces back after putting up 2 and 3?
Yep, I do.
I can't trust that, man. I cannot. Not where we are this time of the year.
Yep. I don't know. To me, that's Curtis Samuels is that same boat, that same worry.
Curtis Samuels been balling.
No, he's been involved.
He's been reliable,
and he's efficient. That's the best part about him.
This is Curtis, baby.
Hey,
that's right.
That's good.
All right, with 2 for Curtis and 1 for Reynolds. All right. That's what the show is about. We disagree on some things.
6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
8 games.
He's playing good.
I like it.
He's playing really well. Stone Cold Rogers, Rivers, Lamar Jackson, or Goff?
Goff. They bounce back at home against Philly.
I do like Lamar Jackson's up there if he plays. I'm kind of worried about all this Flacco talk, though.
No, I think they said they were going with Jackson.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
I go Goff.
Mike, did you say Jackson was your guy?
Yeah, I said it. No, I said Goff.
Oh, you like Goff too?
But Jackson is close for me.
All right. Ricardo Banks, if Gordon is out, Jackson is a start over D. Williams, full PPR, ?
Yes.
Yes.
Over D. Williams?
Yeah.
I like running against the Kansas City defense more than I like running against the Chargers defense. I think in a lot of my leagues, I'm going to find ways to play them both.
Yeah, I like how involved he is in the passing game, though, to D. Williams. So. Yeah.
All right, so 2 for Jackson, 1 for Williams. Who's can I count you as a Williams on that one?
Is there?
All right, back to the mail sack. We got Beer Buff. If Ware plays, which isn't looking likely, Damian or Sony in the flex. 1 point PPR.
Damian.
666.
What?
Sorry. 666, the devil, Damian.
Oh.
Jeez, that was
just saying Damian.
That was dark.
Sorry. It was really dark. Sorry.
Eagle Nation.
Take it back.
Eagle Nation. Sorry, Damian. Eagle Nation wants to know, who do I start in flex? Full PPR. Justin Jackson, David Johnson, Spencer Ware. All right. So David Johnson hasn't been in the conversation here before. So
I'm
Jackson,
playing DJ.
Yeah. DJ or Ware?
Bang, too. DJ or Ware? Ware's not playing.
No, Justin Jackson, Spencer Ware, or David Johnson?
Justin Jackson.
You're not going to play some DJ, bro.
No. Why am I doing that?
Because he's playing Atlanta.
I don't care. He's probably going to lose touches to, Edmund.
He's still averaging 20 touches a game. I know, but...
I'm playing David Johnson, too.
Okay.
He's banged up, so keep an eye on it.
All right. This guy has a tight end question. Cameron Braid or Ian Thomas? I think we've had... Do we have this one? No, we didn't have this one yet.
We did.
Braid or Thomas?
Yeah, we did.
We take Braid?
Yeah.
All righty. Marlo G. Got Jalen Samuels in the league that's tight end and running back eligible. He's got Dixon, Ian Thomas, Pettis, Drake, Gus, Mack, Shady, McGuire, Godwin, on waivers, Ridley, Josh Reynolds. Please help me choose. Okay, so we need two running backs, a tight end, and a flex. So the running backs again are Jalen.
For a tight end.
For the tight end, all right. And then for running backs, we got Dixon, Drake, Gus, Mack, Shady, McGuire. So Dixon, Drake, Gus, Mack, Shady.
Is this a PPR or no?
Yes.
I'm going to go Dixon. I'm going to go Drake, McGuire.
Yeah, I'm right there too, Hoos, but I'm kind of wanting to go Gus for the second one, though.
Yeah,
just because of PPR, I don't like Gus because he hasn't been used at all. And Dixon, they're starting to involve him more, especially in the passing game. So that's where I'm on McGuire because he'll be utilized both if Crowell's not, you know.
Yeah.
He's finally getting the work that we thought he would get, a week or two ago, so.
I think the Gus pick for me is more matchup based. They're at home against Tampa. Tampa gives up a ton on the ground.
That's fair.
So I'm real close between. I do like Elijah. I do like McGuire, but I think slight edge to Gus for me.
Did you give an answer here?
I said yeah, slight edge to Gus for me as well. Only because I mean, like I said, Elijah McGuire might not even be playing this week. So
McGuire, I think he's fine.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he play?
He hasn't been practicing.
I think that was
Crowell.
And McGuire. Both of them.
So it says that McGuire was limited in Wednesday's practice, and he was DNP yesterday.
Okay.
And they played the Texans this week, so that's not a great matchup.
That's another red flag for me, too.
I just like the dual utilization.
Well, we got a flex spot as well, so we still have all those guys we just talked about, plus Godwin, and he can also pick up Ridley or Josh Reynolds. So for the flex, are we throwing a running back in there, our third choice, or are we using one of these wide receivers?
I think I would play Gus and Dixon. That's a good Tampa. There should be a lot of running, especially if Lamar Jackson's the quarterback. There should be enough for the two of them. That way you're basically getting every single touchdown scored on that game. Are you opposed to that? Hoos, are you opposed to that?
I like it. Yeah, if he has one more spot, sure. I like Dixon.
Yeah, I don't mind Dixon. I think he is going to get some work. At Tampa Bay, man, they seem to love to give it up, so.
Yep. And Dixon, he went eight carries for 59 yards and a touchdown last week. So between him and Gus, I think that it's pretty safe that each of them will put up 10, and then whichever one gets the goal line nod for this particular game will have a big game. So I think you have a safe floor with either one, and then one's gonna boom.
So I guess I got kind of the same conundrum. I got Godwin in my flex right now in my semifinals, my main money league, and I got Dixon and Pettis. And Tim Patrick on the bench.
I would sit Godwin. For sure. I did not feel good about Godwin last year, or maybe Pettis.
I just like the targets that he had, you know. But didn't Pettis had the catch? Same amount of targets.
Didn't Godwin get one catch last week?
Yeah, he did. You know, well, I mean, usually, but yeah, I'm on the fence about it, so I can be swayed. You know, I was looking at Patrick as well, Pettis. I might end up doing Pettis just because, you know, but
It's either Pettis. It would either be Pettis or Dixon for me.
All right, let's move on to the people that need help.
You're going to write your messages here.
So, yeah,
you gotta,
Marlo.
Yeah, slip that one in.
Marlo, I hope you could translate the last 10 minutes into an answer.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all there. You just got to translate it. But we answered it. Stay Frosty 88. Russell Wilson, Rodgers, or Winston? Half point. That doesn't matter. Then full. Okay. So Russell Wilson, Rodgers, or Winston?
Wilson.
Okay. And then full PPR. Choose one running back in a flex. We got Chubb, Cook, DJ, and Ware.
Chubb and Cook.
DJ, David Johnson.
DJ
Moore, right?
No, DJ. The DJ.
No, I'm kidding. Until
DJM gets a season where, like, DJ had, he doesn't get a nickname yet.
Right. All right, yeah. I'm with the boys.
All right, Chubby Cook. Moondingles, Jags D or Washington or Bears versus, oh, I'm sorry, Jags D versus Washington or Bears versus Green Bay?
Bears.
Yeah, Bears all the way.
Number one defense.
What?
Just kidding. Bears, of course.
So weird.
Ricardo Banks, Hawks or Bills defense? Atlanta or Buffalo?
Bills.
I like the Seahawks in this one.
Well, I do like the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking? Yeah.
Some Sea Dogs.
I'm thinking of Atlanta Hawks, the basketball team. So, yeah. Seahawks or Bills? I like the Seahawks this week, too, actually. They're good. I would go Seahawks as well. Wins that one. We didn't finish Moondingles. Sorry. Does Goff bounce back this week? I think we said we like it against the Eagles. Yeah. Or should he stream Lamar against Tampa?
Nope. Go Goff.
No, Goff.
All right. Is Aaron Jones a sit this week? You guys had quite a discussion about this earlier.
Depends for who.
Yes, most likely.
All right. Well, here he's got Landry.
I wouldn't say most likely, but.
He's got.
For me, it really depends on who you got.
I think he's putting up 6 points this game.
Well, I'm fixing to tell you.
That's my target. So.
I'm fixing to tell you who he's got.
Get about 13 tops.
I don't think he gets in the end zone, and I think he gets 60 total yards.
But if he does get in the end zone, that's 13 points.
It is.
That was the
draft question?
No, that was to get you to be quiet so I could tell you who else he had. So I could finish this question.
I thought Adam Silva was coming out. You know, what the heck was that?
So
with the 31st pick in the, you know.
Aaron Jones is in his flex right now. He has Landry, Galladay, Ware, and Dixon. He could replace, it's full PPR. He could replace Aaron Jones with any of those guys.
Oh, Landry, 110%.
Yeah.
I'd bet big money that Landry outscores Aaron Jones this week in a PPR. Not even close.
Should. I think I go Dixon.
Yeah, I'd go Landry or Dixon. I feel a little bit safer with Dixon, but I think Landry, I think they're probably about that same floor, actually.
Landry's balled the last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, but he didn't ball. He didn't ball for a few weeks before that, and it hurt me.
I know. But he's on it now. I mean, he had 103 yards 2 weeks ago, and this last week he had 57 yards and a touch and then rushed for like another 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not rushing for 60 ever, and he got the touchdown.
Yeah, that was
on
tricky,
the ground.
Tricky.
He had two touchdowns. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but he had a touchdown on the ground though.
And one in the air.
Right, but that's 3 for 57 in a touchdown.
I know. I just, Mike, I'm sorry, but I think Baker's going to tear up your defense this week.
Oh yeah, no, I don't be sorry. I feel the same way. Unfortunately, Broncos just really don't have a lot to play for right now.
All right. Baker does seem to get better every game. I will say that.
Yeah, so it's a close one. Landry for two. I think I might lean Landry a little bit more than Dixon, but I still feel good about starting Dixon.
Give me the touches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the touches.
Blue Manchu, non-PPR tight end. So standard tight end. Njoku or Thomas? So who's going to score the touchdown?
Njoku.
Thomas.
Denver gives up a lot to the tight end.
Fire here. Can't do it, deal with that guy.
Who'd you say, Mike?
I've been so upset with the Njoku.
I said Njoku as well.
See, you guys are basing it like on what should happen and not what has happened. And who's just looking at it as what has happened and not what should happen? It's a pessimist versus optimist here. Is the Njoku half full or half empty? That's the question. Oh, man. And this is a standard, so it's kind of like who's going to score? You guys like Njoku? So two for Njoku and one for Thomas. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Same league, standard running back. Sony Michel, Justin Jackson, if he starts. Would you start Justin Jackson even if Gordon starts?
No.
Okay, so no. If no Gordon, then it's Sony Michel or Justin Jackson, standard.
If no Gordon, I'm going Justin, just because he's getting 20 touches. There's no one else there.
Right.
Same.
Okay. All right, the Wolf with two Fs. Should I flex Jackson even if Gordon is in?
No.
Okay, he said he could also play
off. I think they use the full. They might use the fullback. They haven't really used Jackson as much, but I mean he could.
Okay, he also could play Wilson, but he's unsure if there will be a final decision on Breida by tomorrow. His other flex options are Shady, Sutton, or Pettis.
PPR. I would just wait, because I would just wait. If Gordon's playing, you can play. You can either choose between Wilson or Pettis.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Sounds like reasonable advice, right?
That's what we're here for, reasonable advice.
Night, thank goodness, instead of on Sunday.
What did you say, Mike?
I said luckily a lot of these decisions are coming down tomorrow night as opposed to on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, and there's Saturday games this week, too, don't forget. Texans and Jets, and who else plays on Saturday?
Denver and Cleveland.
Right. Yep. So you got a couple games on Saturday. Danny Ocean, should I add Charkandrick West or Darrell Williams or avoid that backfield and pick up Kelvin Benjamin or Connolly? Half point.
Get D. Willie.
No, instead he should just go focus on his next bank job because those are not. No, yeah, go D. Willie.
Yeah, D. Willie. Mike, Kelvin Benjamin?
No, D. Williams for sure.
All right.
unless you get points per pound.
Per pound.
Weigh-ins. Guillotine 318, half point PPR. Ingram or Marlon Mack, Tyler Boyd or Dante Pettis?
Give me Pettis.
Well, I'll say that. I need Boyd to do well this week.
It's two. You got to pick two. So Ingram or Marlon Mack?
Ingram and Boyd for me.
Ingram and Boyd. All right.
Ingram and, I think Ingram and Boyd.
Yes.
Even though I do want to play Pettis.
Yeah.
Dude, especially what he did last time against Seattle, but he's home now. I mean, that was at Seattle. He did that. So
was one of those a tight end that we had to pick?
No,
running back and wide receiver.
No, Ingram. Sorry.
Yeah. Mark Ingram or Marlon Mack?
Yeah, Ingram for me for sure.
So you like Ingram and Pettis? The other two like Ingram and Boyd. Okay. Not 100% Melvin Gordon. Okay, I see. Not 100% So assuming Melvin Gordon starts, this guy wants to know, do you start a coming off injury Melvin Gordon or Justin Jackson if he's out or Aaron Jones? I think everyone's going to say the Gordon Jackson side on this one.
Yes.
Yeah. If Gordon says he's good enough to play, he can get it done. He can get it done in a short time.
Okay. T.Y. Hilton or Julian Edelman? PPR.
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good one. Can we start T.Y. Edelman? Can we smush them together and have T.Y. Edelman?
That would be great.
That'd be oh my god. That's
you gotta play T.Y. against my boys? Bro. Yeah, go T.Y.
Mike, you good with T.Y.?
Yeah, T.Y.
All right. Shinester, need a tight end. Vance McDonald. Oh, standard. Vance McDonald, Ian Thomas, or Anthony Firkser.
That's the Tennessee tight end.
Oh, okay. John. All right. So standard.
Ian for me.
Thomas for
Ian
you?
Ian Thomas for me, too. I thought there was going to be a third name in there.
Yeah, I felt like it was something else coming with it.
I was hoping there was a third, too.
There was.
That was it. Just those three.
Ian for me as well.
All right, full PPR, pick two, Mixon, Chubb, and Dalvin Cook. So who you benching?
Chubby Mixon.
Is there benching?
Yep, I'm benching Cook as well.
Benching Cook.
Yep.
All right, Silverfish, Winston, Jackson, or Newton?
Newton.
Newton. You guys converted me.
Yeah.
All right, we got a call. We'll just, as they say in the television business.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live.
All right, caller. Caller, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your name?
How you doing, guys? My name is David from Brooklyn.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, man. Doing good. Well, what you got for us?
I'm in a PPR league. I called last week. You guys helped me to victory. I pounded my opponent 225 to 107.
Oh, hey.
So now I'm going to kind of same predicament as last week. My quarterback is Brady or Doc, so thank you guys for choosing Brady.
Yep. There we go.
Yes. And I'm not sure about this week because Doc has a pretty good, I guess, a decent matchup.
Yep. So same question, Brady or Dak, is that what you're asking this week?
Yes. That's one of the questions I have, yes.
Okay. Who do you like here?
I'm rolling Prescott.
Yep. Mike? Same here. Prescott for me as well.
Brady's been looking pretty good, and Pittsburgh's been giving up a lot through the air. I think, look, I'm going Brady. He has all of his weapons. Same thing that I told you, that I said last week. Brady has all of his weapons. He threw for 358 and three touchdowns last week. I got to go Brady.
Okay.
Losing like they did to Miami, then you know they're coming out pissed.
I hope so. So the other question I have is, I'm starting Barkley, of course, and I'm starting Joe Mixon. And I guess my flex would be either Jeff Wilson, Sony Michel, or Mark Ingram.
Sony.
Yes, Sony for me too.
Ingram for me.
It's real close. Ingram and Sony are real close for me, but I'm slight edge to Sony.
Okay. And the last one I have is, I have Gordon as well. He's my third wide receiver behind Julio Jones and Tyreek Hill. And the only ones I have on my bench right now is Sutton, who's been disappointing. I've been holding off for like 4 weeks. And I just picked up Deshaun Hamilton.
Are you asking if you should bench one of your three starters for either of those?
Well, I'm like not. I don't know if I should start so many Patriots. I don't know. I got Gordon. Then it's like I'm not sure how he's going to play out this week.
I think if these guys are recommending, well, not these guys. Primetime's recommending Brady. I think he's got to recommend Gordon as well.
I'm
going to recommend him as well, too. I think you stick with him if Brady's going to have a good game. So, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And you think Sun's a drop at this point?
I'm not using him, so, yeah. I don't think if he has a great game, that changes my mind. I mean, I think we look at what he's done all year. And then even when the guys weren't there, I mean, they're looking at Tim Patrick and they're looking at Deshaun Hamilton more than him. So, I don't know. I'm not using him, so sure.
It would just depend on for who. Without Sanders.
I mean, what's on waivers, right, as I'm looking at it right now, is Kenny Stills, Robbie Anderson, Taylor Gabriel, Jay Jones, D.D. Westbrook, those type of guys.
Yeah, I might drop him for Zay Jones. Zay Jones would be who I would drop him for, I think.
The Foster's up there, too, as well.
Yeah, I like Foster, too.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck, man.
All right, good luck, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot.
Do you guys think Austin Eckler's droppable right now? I mean, not playing this week, Baltimore next week. Yep.
Yeah.
Outlook his usefulness.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, okay, so that's all, yeah. All right, all of a sudden, the phone lines have exploded. So let's go ahead and get this next call. It looks like another New York area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What's your name?
How's it going? It's Brandon. How you guys doing?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I've called in a few times. You guys helped me out. Called in last week. Got me to a second round of playoffs for both leagues. So it's been very helpful. Thank you, guys.
All right.
And congratulations.
So if you guys don't mind, I have two leagues if I could ask questions for both leagues.
Sure.
Okay, so the first league is a half-point PPR. I need to flex one and start a receiver. So I have, it's going to be Hamilton or Pettis from San Francisco. So I need to start one of those receivers. And then I need to either flex Tevin Coleman or Kenneth Dixon.
Pettis and Dixon for me.
I think it's Pettis and Coleman for me just because of touches. I know Dixon did well with his carries, but he only got 8, and I think Coleman's going to get probably double what Dixon gets.
Did you say what kind of league it was?
Half point.
Okay.
It's a half point.
Yeah, I still like Dixon.
I think I like Pettis
Coleman
and Dixon.
Hasn't impressed me all year.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like Pettis and Dixon it is.
Okay. And then in my other league, I have a lot of depth, so this is a kind of hard question, but I need to start 2 out of these 4 running backs. I got Justin Jackson from the Chargers, David Johnson from the Cardinals, then I have Tariq Cohen, and the last one is Leonard Fournette. So I need to start 2 of those 4.
You said, I think I'm going Cohen and Johnson here.
Yeah.
I think if Melvin Gordon doesn't play, it's Jackson for me. But
if
Gordon does play, then I'm good with that.
Yeah, if Melvin doesn't play, it's DJ and Justin Jackson. And then if Gordon does play, substitute Cohen in there.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Good luck, Brandon.
No problem.
Yep, good luck.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Christmas, happy
Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Merry Christmas, buddy. Okay. Oh, I almost cut that off. I'm sorry. I cut that off. I got a little Christmas surprise for all you guys. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show and the special Christmas song I played before we started, I'll play it at the end of the show here for everyone. We got Gil on the line right now. Gil, thanks for calling the Sleepwire show.
Hey, I have a question. I know with Tyreek Hill, he's obviously getting downgraded if he plays. I'm in an 8-man full PPR league, so we have, sometimes it feels like DFS because we have a bunch of really good players.
Right.
Would you downgrade Tyreek Hill enough to sit him for Julian Edelman?
Yes, in a PPR, I would.
I would not. I think Tyreek Hill does just fine. If he says he's going to play, I'm playing him.
I mean, he's the one that came out and said his foot was hurting. They're playing on a short week, and he's going to see.
He also said. Running doesn't hurt. He said it's walking and stopping that hurts.
I mean,
I'm not sitting Tariko.
I cannot
or
sit
in a PPR.
Look, Edelman's, he was hobbling all over the field and still was getting it done.
I mean, Edelman is, he had 9 catches last game. He had 20-25 points in PPR.
Great game. He had a great game.
Edelman's a safer play to me personally. Edelman's a safer play if you need a big, you're going to get someone that you need to put up a lot of points. Boomer bust with Tyreek Hill. I mean, he could, Edelman's going to get you at least 15 in a PPR. Hill could get you 3, but he could also get you 40. So I'm just nervous. Chargers secondary is good. Hill's banged up. It's supposed to be raining and cold in Kansas City. Yeah.
I don't know if it makes a difference, but my other receivers, like I said, it's like DFS. I have like Keenan Allen, a Juju, and Hilton, so I got players with a lot of upside already.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking, I don't think might be the favorite that I could have done.
I seem to be the only one that likes Edelman here in a PPR. It's tough to tell you to sit Hill, but it is a full point PPR, and he is banged up on a short week, so that's against the Chargers D.
You got good options. Yeah. So
I don't think you can go wrong. I don't think you can make a wrong choice here.
Awesome. All right, thanks for the help, guys. I'll let you know how it goes next week.
Cool. Good luck, man.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, Gil, for calling in. All right, back to the mail sack. We got, where do we leave off? We left off at, T.Y. Edelman, right? No, we left off at Andre 2016. I traded Cooper Kupp and a late first round for Philip Lindsay in a 10-team PPR dynasty. Do we think this is a good trade?
I think it's okay. Philip Lindsay's a monster.
I mean, Cooper Kupp is too.
Yeah, but blown ACL. We'll see how
he'll
comes back. Yeah,
he was the number one choice. I mean, he was clearly the number one option on that team.
Lindsay's the number 9 running back on the season.
Yeah, he's also he's also getting back. What's the pick?
First round. No, he Cooper Kupp and a first round for Lindsay
and a late first round.
Yeah, late first round.
Yeah, I like that side.
Okay. Boomer 71, should I play Justin Jackson Thursday?
If Melvin Gordon doesn't play, yeah.
What do you guys think? All right, Bronco, Aaron Rodgers, or poor Aaron Rodgers is just getting the shit kicked out of him today. Aaron Rodgers or Marcus Mariota? And not even like,
wow,
he's not even in the conversation. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers. He's like Aaron Rodgers and Jeff Driscoll. Aaron Rodgers or Case Keenum.
Like, okay, I'd go Rodgers.
I don't know that Driscoll, man. He's been...
No, this one's Mariota. Mariota. You got Rodgers over Mariota?
No, yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, going Rodgers.
Man, I like Mariota a lot this week, but I guess I'm 2-1 either way, so I'm going to say Mariota.
Aaron Rodgers or the guy that replaced Mark Sanchez this week?
Probably the guy that replaced Sanchez. He played pretty well.
Yeah, he ran the ball pretty well.
He did, actually. All right, gang wants to know, better defense, Titans, Falcons, or Lions this week?
And Bears, oh my. Titans.
Yep, Titans for me, too.
Three times the charm.
All right, we got another Melvin Gordon question. Melvin Gordon or Aaron Jones? Obviously, Gordon if he plays, obviously.
Gordon if he sits.
Yeah, right? Wilbur.
Aaron Jones gets negative yards.
Wilbur 59. If Gordon sits and Ware sits, who should I start? Justin Jackson or Damian Williams?
Jackson.
Williams.
Jackson for sure.
Two for Jackson, one for Williams. Should be a breeze. Goff or Lamar Jackson?
Goff.
But like we did this a couple times.
Yeah, this is a lot of people ask this question though.
Yeah, the people are nervous. They're nervous.
I get it.
It's a stressful time of the year.
I get it.
We got Christmas presents to get. We got championships to win.
That's right.
It's stressful.
But Jackson is like he's been very consistent getting what he gets, but he's not getting a lot, but he's getting what he gets. So if you're good with that and the rest of your team is stacked and you just want a safe one, like go Jackson, I think.
Right.
But and it's not even huge upside. Just a better quarterback is Goff. So if you need points from your quarterback, like some teams just don't need points from their quarterback position. They might be stacked other places. So I don't know, that's how I think about this one. I'd go Goff if I needed 20 plus points. Jackson if I was happy with like
15. I just have trouble seeing Goff have a bad game at home against the Eagles with no Carson Wentz.
There's no way. No, he's going to light it up. I think you go Goff. The Venice Jedi. Let's see. Okay, my receivers are abysmal. I also have Benjamin, MVS, Cobb are available on waiver wire. Any other dark horses you suggest? So he gave us a picture. His team consists of Alshon, Dante Pettis, John Ross, Jalen Samuels. No, I'm sorry. Calvin Ridley and Josh Reynolds. Those are his wide receivers. So are we looking to pick up MVS or Cobb off the waiver?
No.
Just roll what he has.
No, maybe Hamilton. I'd play Hamilton over Jeffrey.
Yeah.
If he's available.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, because it's a three wide receiver league. So in the starting right now, he's got Jeffrey, Pettis, and Ross. And his bench Ridley and Reynolds. So you're saying grab Hamilton. Who'd you drop?
Ridley.
You drop Ridley, get Hamilton, throw him in there?
Yeah, because, I mean, you're clearly not playing Ridley.
Right.
And it's only two more weeks, so you're not playing the drop.
I will say, though, Foles or Alshon. Alshon was good with Foles.
Did he even play with Foles?
It's still too much to trust.
Wait, did he play with Foles?
I don't think they played together. Jeffrey was hurt at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
I was going to say, that connection's with Aguilar.
Yeah.
Was it last year though?
Yeah, honestly, you could Aguilar might be a he might be a
talking about going
center
back to last year though.
Yep,
that might be a dark horse. Aguilar was getting like 10 points just in catches alone in a PPR for a couple of games there.
That was before
Wentz
Jeffrey
came back.
was there though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
before,
but
and it was before
he had rapport, and it was also before Tate.
Right.
We'll see who Foles has.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a crowded field, and yeah, we just don't know. So you
all right,
can't
so
go
you're
with,
saying look at Hamilton and get him for Ridley at least. Work from there.
Yes.
Fuzzbomb, Mac, Curtis Samuel, or Sutton? Standard.
Curtis Samuel.
Sutton for me.
Samuel.
All right, Slob My Cob, which tight end, PPR, Ian Thomas, Austin Hooper, Jimmy Graham?
No.
Is this a pass? Is this the first ever mail sack pass where we just pass on a question? We'll come back to it on another day.
I was answering the name. Yeah. Oh, okay. First.
All right. Mike, who did you say? I talked all over you.
Hooper for me.
You got Hooper
against Arizona. You like Hooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd go Hooper too.
Yeah, I guess it could be Hooper. It's not ugly. It's not pretty. I mean, it's pretty ugly.
Okay. Let's see. Coming up, we got Ball Never Lie. Better streamer, Allen, Jackson, or Winston? So it's quarterback question again.
Probably Winstoner.
Give me Winston. No, give me Allen.
Josh Allen, yes. 2-1, Josh Allen.
All right, and Blockbuster 75 for my flex, half point, Dalvin Cook or Lamar Miller?
Cook.
Dalvin
Cook,
too.
Lamar.
So two for Cook, one for Lamar. All right. All right. Is Foreman ever going to play? Isn't this like the last?
No.
Doesn't seem like it. Maybe last game of the season.
Yeah, we might see the guy in the playoffs.
Fantasy-wise.
He
might be a playoff challenge. He might be playoff challenge.
But fantasy-wise, if he's still eating up an IR spot, I don't know if there's anyone. I don't know if there's anyone you could put in there that you might use the next 2 weeks.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So it might just be a lot.
I usually love utilizing that IR spot for guys that can come off, like I did that with Kenneth Dixon once I heard he was coming back.
Right.
But yeah, there's really nothing out there, I don't think, other than
Lynch?
Other than Hunter Henry, but I don't think he'll be back.
No. And I mean, in the next 2 weeks, nobody's coming back.
Yeah, he'll probably be back for the playoffs if they make it. But other than that, it is what it is at this point.
All right.
There was some hype around Hunter Henry coming back, but I don't think he's going to make it for the season.
No, not for the fantasy season, at least.
All right, Con John Silver joined the show a little bit late. Sorry for the repeat question, just jumped in. Okay, we'll do it again. Half point PPR, Spencer Ware is out. Would you start Damian Williams over Mack and Breida?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. And then Jeff Wilson or Breida? I know we answered this, but he's
we did.
So Breida, if he's playing,
if Breida plays, you go on Breida. Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. That is it from that. Let me check the Facebook group. I don't see any questions there. I don't see any callers. I think
Facebook,
we're done.
You guys show us some love, Facebook.
I think I'm just gonna check the threads here. Okay. Yeah. I think we've covered it all in record time.
Hey.
In record time.
You know it. It's the end of the season. People are just basically kind of geared into what they've got. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're not staring too much. You know, at this point, you shouldn't need us too much. But we're here if you do, if you need some sort of, you know, consoling. You know, if you want to call us next week and you lost too, you want to just cry.
No,
you
don't
on air. You know,
don't listen to Hoos. You do need us.
Or bitch, you can bitch. You can complain. You can make excuses. Yeah. I enjoy all those things. They all make good radio. Yeah. Crying doesn't make good radio.
But sometimes. I mean, we could, you know, upload it to YouTube and make a song out of it. You know, it
there you go. Yeah.
Work. Hey. You know, we can maybe make you viral.
Speaking of.
Me and George were giving out dating advice the other morning. So, I mean, there's just no limit to what we at Sleeper Wire
Sorry,
do.
I missed that. Yeah. That sounded like it was my job.
Speaking of taking clips and making a song out of them, you guys want to hear a little 30-second Christmas song? I didn't make this, but I think you'll enjoy it. Let's take a listen to this.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now, no
problem. There you go. A little Merry Christmas from Bill Belichick himself. Wow. It's a good video. I don't know if it translates well audio-wise, but the video is very funny.
It was so much charisma in that, and, you know, like heart and soul.
You just feel it.
You know, I wept as I heard it. You know, it was good stuff.
Do you think? I don't want to get into it. I was going to say, what do you think he's like on Christmas morning? He's got to crack a smile and have some kind of love in his heart, right? Maybe, maybe not.
Unless he's winning football games.
I think he hates Christmas.
He smiles and then it's a waste of time for him.
No,
it's preparation.
He thinks that Christmas is a day that they should be practicing, but he can't.
Exactly, right. He's like, stupid Christmas. I should be on the field practicing. These guys got a stupid excuse not to practice because they got kids and stuff. You know.
Oh, Minimal Impact just jumped in. He said he loves the Bill O'Reilly Do It Live clip. Cuts me up every time. I got a little extra one. I actually got one for the end of the show here. Minimal Impact. I think we're done, guys. Are we good on the mail sack? We're all finished?
Yeah. We have to do the sack.
It's done.
All right. It's
empty.
Let's get out of here.
I don't know what that means to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right. Go.
In 5, 4, 3.
All right, guys. Bill O'Reilly sending us off. Thank you for tuning into the mail sack. If you want to reach us, Facebook group, Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, Sleeper app, Sleepwire channel, sleepwire.com, Sleepwire show on Twitter. Just type in Sleepwire, any search engine, you'll find us. We'll be back on Sunday. Dirty Jobs will be hosting the Sunday Morning Blitz from 11:30 to 1, getting you all your start sit questions answered live, same channel, same phone number, so call into that. And I want to thank Prophet Hoos, Lucas, and Dirty Jobs for doing the mail sack. We got one more week left next week, guys. We'll be back on Wednesday at 8. Thanks for tuning in. Good luck.